Lifeway Leadership Podcast Network.
You're listening to the newchurches.com Q&A podcast. New Churches is an online hub for the mission of church multiplication. Here you'll find the resources and training you need to get started, as well as a community of church planting and multi-site experts to help you thrive. My name is Daniel Lim, and I am here with Todd Adkins.
What?
Okay, Todd, I got to ask you a personal question here.
Sure.
Do I sound different now that I've been back in Canada for a year? Or do I sound the same to you?
I think you sound the same to me.
Okay, you know what's interesting? I had a call last week with another, first time I was talking, she works for the national office and of our denomination. And you know, we were talking and she's like, oh yeah, I could tell you still kind of have a kind of a Southern, there's something about how you speak sounds a little bit American or Southern. It's not quite Canadian, like fully Canadian. So I was just curious to, you know, as to whether or not you heard any difference in my voice.
I just want to know if Christina still says y'all.
Oh yeah, we both say y'all, and I'll bring it in sermons too, and yeah, anytime. Yeah, I would say my ratio
only tell. Otherwise,
yeah.
Otherwise, I don't hear anything different. But yeah. I talk to you. I mean, you know, we talk fairly often recording podcasts together, so there may have been a subtle shift, and I didn't know.
That's true. No, it's interesting. My ratio, it's basically my ratio of y'all to you guys. So y'all to you guys. So by the time I left Nashville, it was probably 80% of the time I was saying y'all, 20% you guys. And I would say now, a year later, it might be about 50-50. But I want to try to keep y'all as long as I can.
Do it.
All right. Okay. So let's get to our question. So episode 520, 522, and today's 524, we are talking a lot about the digital side of ministry, especially in light of COVID. So let me read to you the question that one of you guys submitted. So there you go, you guys. Would love to hear your thoughts on what microsites and home churches look like in a time of COVID and post-COVID, right? So what do we think about microsites and home churches? And then secondarily, how can churches get better at online discipleship and impactful life change with the current physical gathering and serving restrictions? So let's start with the first, and then we'll get to the second part. What are your thoughts, Todd, on microsites and home churches during and also post-COVID?
Well, you know, the question is, what do they look like? I don't think that, first of all, they look like your church coming out of this as healthy or even more healthy than you went into it. That's what they look like. I think they're absolutely essential to what's going on right now because, you know, what I guess microsites and home churches. Okay. I honestly, because of my background and how I view the small group, I'm not saying small groups are microsites and mini churches or home churches, but they kind of are. because at the same time. So the beautiful thing that's happening right now is, you know, for some churches, people watch online the service, and then depending on the guidelines of their area, a lot of people are gathering in these smaller groups. And so in some cases, I know churches that are saying, well, we don't know how healthy it is, not from a physical standpoint, but from a mental and spiritual standpoint, for our congregation even to go through what we're doing right now and overproducing content and yada, yada. They're actually downplaying that or even skipping some time and saying either watch, almost like a watch party, watch with each other physically in the same place, or we'll meet next week. This week, we want you to get with your, you know, your regional community or your home group or small group or whatever, you know, that particular church is calling it. So, I mean, I think they're essential to your strategy right now. And if you're not moving people toward them, I think you're missing out, and you may be sorry if we end up with a strong round two of this.
Yeah. Yeah. No, those are good points. Yeah. I wouldn't call a small group a home church, particularly because a home church, you're thinking, okay, are you practicing all the marks of a church?
Right.
And typically, if you're part of a broader church, a home church isn't, a small group isn't doing that. But I do get the notion of this sense of, oh yeah, you know, how do we get better at scattering than we are at gathering? So and we'll put a link to this in our show notes, but I wrote this article recently on my blog about, I guess, what COVID-19 is revealing about your church. And I talk about basically this notion of working out and how when you're doing a chest press, how oftentimes a bench press, as if you do enough reps, that oftentimes one side of the bar will be lower than the other side because most people have a dominant arm and a weaker arm. Well, what's interesting is I wonder if COVID has actually given us the opportunity, right? We're actually, God is calling us to work on our weaker arms. And I really do wonder if that's the case. And if that's the case, what if the two arms is church as gathered and church as scattered? And we have been really good, right? We have been really good. And over the years, especially if you look at the trends in what kind of churches are growing, larger churches are getting larger. And that's partly because the gathering is, you know, there's better gathering. And that gathering side is oftentimes what we talk about and what we measure the success of churches, right or wrong, for. But that's often the gathering side is what's more, I guess, sexy or exciting. But the scattering piece is as much a part of what it means to be the church as the gathering. I mean, it's been like that since the early church. So I wonder, right, if during this time God is actually asking and wanting us to strengthen our weaker arm, the scattering arm. And I think that's where I love this question, because the microsites, the home churches, to talk about the scattering more along the terms of those words than small groups, I feel have a lot. I mean, there's a greater weight, there's a greater kind of oomph and emphasis to it, because it's like, it's not just a group, and we're not just doing a Bible study, but we need to be the church. And I remember, so at the time of this recording, the previous week, we reopened for the first time. And this is what I said on our online service and also in our gathered service. I was basically talking about just what God was doing, what God had been doing, and sharing some stories from our online service, kind of the online impact piece. But then this is the particular words that I said. I was like, hey church, before COVID, we met in 3 locations. During COVID, we met in thousands of locations. And now we're gathering again in a few of these locations. And then I basically then did a call to our church, right? Basically the fact that, hey, we never stopped gathering. We never stopped being the church. But I wonder if, because of all that we've experienced during COVID, this is actually going to change the strategies of our churches, so that groups ministry is not just about getting people in groups, but it's actually about making disciples that make disciples.
What's fascinating to me is I've heard more about some of the first guides that we did for churches, and in particular, all the stuff around beautiful constraint and leading through this time of great constraint to emerge on the other side with better stuff. The funny thing for me is I'm hearing more about it now than when we dropped it. And, you know, back 3 months ago. And I think because people are finally saying, we still have some keepers of the status quo around, and they're, you know, longing for what was and what likely will never be again. How do I you know, lead them through that.
Yeah.
And man, it's just, we have to, a leader has to lead change. And in order to lead change, you have to lead people well.
Yeah.
And you can't lead change without leading people. And you can be, again, great in front of a whiteboard and have great tactics or follow some of the best churches around, but eventually you're going to have to lead your people through those decisions. And so one of the things that we have to remember is that people are carriers of culture. And if we can gather people into those microsites and house churches, whether those are small groups or slightly larger, and I know I keep, I totally agree that a small group is different than a house church, because the onus that you're putting on the leader of that is higher as well. In addition to the onus that you put on the community to say, oh, do these represent, are all the marks of a church, you know, present? But in addition to that, you're really making that person into a pastor. So we have a tremendous opportunity at this point in time to really train people toward that end. We have a great ability now to invite people into higher levels of ministry, responsibility, and service. And I personally believe that we'll see a ton of church planters come out of some of these churches that have a microsite or a home church strategy. You know, Eric Geiger has been on 5LQ recently talking about their micro church strategy. And, you know, they can't gather in groups of more than 100. So they're just like, well, you know, maybe we'll make 500 churches.
Yeah, right. Out of our,
so it's really cool. I think it's, I can't wait to see what God does with this.
That's so good. Okay, you know what? For the sake of time, we'll make this a part. We'll just kind of continue the conversation next time. And next episode on 526, tackle the second part of this question that was submitted. How can churches get better at online discipleship and impactful life change with current physical gathering and serving restrictions? All right, so keep on listening. If you're not subscribed, be sure to subscribe so you get that episode as well. And I would say one more thing. If there's something that we talked about that you're like, oh, I want you to double click on that or expand, just send a question in. Go to speakpipe.com/newchurches if you're on your mobile device, or go to newchurches.com if you're on your computer. Hit the sidebar on the right that says send a voicemail, and we would love to hear your question. All right, so next time Todd and I are together, right, not episode 525 because that's when I'm with Ed, but 526, we're going to continue this conversation. All right, we'll catch you next time.